Blog Talk Radio.
All on you.
We believe.
From the depths of our hearts we worship. From the depths of my heart.
From the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done so much.
You've done so much for me. I have searched all around. There is no one like you. You've been so
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. We'll say the Lord's prayers together in concerto together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord, we magnify your name. Your name, O Lord, is above every name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How great is our God. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. And so, Lord, this morning we come with thanksgiving, with praises, with honor in our mouths to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, this morning, we declare there is none like you, O Lord. Today, we declare that you alone are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the I am that I am. Lord, be lifted high and be glorified forever and ever. Lord, we bless you this morning, even as the sun, the moon, and stars declare your glory. This morning, all of creation praises you, O Lord. Father, we bow down before you because you are omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. You are the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. You are worthy to be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Lord, all our praises, glory, and honor, and adoration unto you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out forevermore. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over us, to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall we trample under us, because we have set our love upon Almighty God. Therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high, because we have known his name. We shall call upon God, and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Proverbs 3, 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor of fools come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them. Time and chance happen to them all. Hallelujah. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. Nor ill befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame. Proverbs 10:5. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet, but one ends up with a mouthful of gravel. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet, but ends up a mouthful of gravel. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 6:11. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in possession. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Almighty God, Lord, to open up the gates of this day, O God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your heads, O ye gates. For be ye lifted up, ye everlasting Father, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name, Jesus. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. There's no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Your mercy, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. O Father God, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cry up for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. Your mercy, O God. Your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Release the blood. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh, our great-grands in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. For our Heavenly Father, we ask for the court of heaven to be seated and for the books of our destinies to come before the judge of all the earth to plead our cases against any evil altar in our lives, a bloodline that is speaking against us. We decree and declare that the Holy Spirit is our official guide and counselor in the holy courtroom. Heavenly Father, we surrender all rights to self-representation. Instead, we ask our defense attorney and mediator of the new covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ, to represent us in your royal courtroom against all idols and evil altars that are controlling our lives and bloodline. In any way, we ask the Lord Jesus to heal us by his blood from all soul wounds caused by idols and evil altars in our bloodline. We are seeking a verdict of release from the power of these evil altars in Jesus' name. We now enter a plea of guilty into the court's record concerning our legitimate accusations that Satan filed in court against us in our bloodline. For Jesus said in Matthew 5:25, come to terms quickly at the earliest opportunity with your opponent at law, which you are with him on the way to court, so that your opponent does not hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you are thrown into prison. Lord, since we are under oath, we cannot lie about our sinful activities and the iniquities of our bloodline that are connected to idolatry and erecting evil altars. We repent for all our sins and transgressions that we and our ancestors ever committed against you and the laws of nature. We repent for the times we have failed to carry our cross as Jesus commanded all of his disciples to do. Cleanse us from all our sins by the blood of Jesus according to 1 John 1:9. And now we formally submit our guilty plea and repentance to the court in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, We decree and declare that the altar of the cross of Christ, of Jesus Christ, set us free from the seducing power of sin in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that every evil altar which is speaking is silenced by the power of the altar of the cross of Christ in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that every evil altar which is speaking is silenced by the power of the altar of the cross of Christ in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we have already secured total victory against any spirit of disease or infirmities because of the cross of Christ in Jesus' name. We decree and declare the altar of the cross of Christ releases upon us a spirit of self-denial and sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the altar of the cross of Christ, altar of tradition or legalism in our lives, a bloodline in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare we are completely healed from all soul wounds because of the finished work of the cross in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we are victors in the battle of altars through the power of the cross in the name of Jesus. Who the Son set free is free indeed. So, Father, we thank you. We bless your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, O righteous judge, as we have come to the altar of perfection, the altar of Melchizedek, in the name of Jesus, the highest altar in the heavens and in the earth, the highest altar in the universe, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, we bow down, O God. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that we are supernaturally aligned to the altar of Melchizedek in heaven. In the name of Jesus, the altar of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the altar of Jesus Christ, the altar of Melchizedek, is a perfecting altar, which is perfecting everything concerning our lives and our bloodline. In Jesus' name, we appeal to the voice of the blood of the slain lamb and the altar of Jesus Christ, the altar of Melchizedek, to speak to destiny over our lives in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that as we stand on the altar of Christ, on the altar of Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit is giving us the power to place Satan on our feet in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that as we stand on the altar of Jesus Christ, the altar of Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit is giving us the power to rule in the midst of our enemies in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we are completely healed from all soul wounds which were separating us from the altar of Jesus Christ and the altar of Melchizedek in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that as we stand on the altar of Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit is renewing our youth like that of an eagle in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you, O God, almighty God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Almighty God, you are the Alpha and Omega in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, refresh each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, almighty God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, well, I'm not going to keep you long because I have a lot to do, but we cannot leave without saying these things and taking our Holy Communion. There's a song that says, and we all know that song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. So we take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, fill us up and overflow. Fill us up to an overflow in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God. We say, fill us up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you just joining us. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 17:11-19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity." This is the NIV. "Have pity on us." When he saw them, hallelujah, when he saw them, oh God, just look. He said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you whole." Gratefulness. This morning, we're going to look at the word gratefulness. Hallelujah. 10 lepers, only one turned around to, and he then in a loud voice and started thanking and praising God. When did Jesus say, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well"? So what am I saying to you, Holy Spirit? Help me this morning. As those 10 lepers call unto Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, Jesus said, "Just go and show yourself to the priest." They call on his name. When we call on his name, he answers us. When we ask Jesus, "Please do this, please do that," many of us, including myself, if we begin to say the goodness of God and all that he's done, will not leave this prayer line. But I know when you look over your life, you can see how good he is, how good he will always be to us. Even when he chastises us, he's good. Hallelujah. Almighty God. He's a good God. They yell unto him as he was passing, and Jesus healed all 10. Even as they were going, he just told them, go show yourself to the priest. The virtues had already gone as they were going. One turned back, he observed, he was here, and to praise God and to worship God. 1 was grateful, 9 was healed, 10 was healed, and 1 was made whole. Sometimes I wonder, when we read the scriptures, is it because we do not appreciate God like we should, we don't get to that wholeness? When you do not get to the wholeness, things keep reoccurring, negative things. But our desire is to be made whole. And sometimes we just at the healing and we do not go to the next level of hallelujah. When there is wholeness, everything, your spirit, your soul, your mind come into alignment with the word of God. It is not just good to be healed. It is not just good to receive. lever to be made whole. Just imagine someone as they're going to cancer here and they don't turn around to say, Lord, I appreciate you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And they go along the way. Then after 5, 6, 7 years, the cancer come back because they have not appreciated God like they should. We have to be careful with the word of God and be grateful. Hallelujah. Perhaps we are not grateful enough so our children go through issues and problems because we do not show love and appreciation to Almighty God and to one another. It is all is a me, myself, God wants us to be grateful to him. Have a heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. And the Lord will exalt you in his time. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, be grateful. Lord, I thank you. Do not take things for granted. You don't know. Be grateful so you can be made whole. Be grateful. You do not just want healing. You want wholeness in the name of Jesus. And with that, I give a testimony, but I'm going to give this testimony and very quickly in the name of Jesus. Many, many years ago when I had Crystal, my last job, almost hemorrhaged to death. And what happened at that time, I remember the doctor very, very well. And they had to hold hands together and pray and just so I could stop bleeding. I had lost about 3,000 cc's of blood on my way to death. Or death had come to take me away, but God. So I lost about 3,000 cc's. If you realize how much Jesus, the blood, the body carries, then you will see how much blood I had lost. But this woman, I remember her very well, and I even remember her when I woke up. She was right looking at me. She was a doctor. Hallelujah. She is a doctor. Hallelujah. So I reminded this lady, yeah, I have to find this lady. It's been so many years, and I haven't been able to. I just got to find her to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving my life. I would not have been here. But because of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I am here because of God's grace. I don't know about you all, but I do not take his grace for granted. So he let me live. If God let you live, it is not for your purposes. It is for his purpose. Let like as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So as I look around and I found this doctor, I look around and I kept looking for years to find her because I had to say thank you. Hallelujah. My heart is not right if I do not look to say thank you. So when I finally found her, she wrote a note to me. And she said to me, this doctor, oh my, you have totally blown me away with your amazing words. Charlie burst into tears. This is her writing me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reaching out so many years later. My residency years were the darkest years of my life. And you have brought light into them. Hallelujah. What a special person you are to do that. I loved my years at an obstetrician but give it up after God blessed me with a son. I had infertility and could not believe at 2 years old I, a mother, the best job in the world. My son now rocks and totally rocks our world. I have continued to do gynecology, and instead of retiring completely, I'm doing 3 days a week. Hopefully, still making a difference in women's lives. I hope life has been kind to you and yours. I cannot emphasize enough what your words mean to me. Thank you. And she sighed. What am I saying to you? This woman talking about her years, this doctor as a resident, even as those years were dark for her. As she said, it was her dark years. But thank God it was the light of Christ in her. It was the Spirit of Christ in her that saved my life. So out of that darkness came that marvelous light, the light of Christ. What am I saying all this to? The Holy Spirit prompted my heart to look for her, and I did. Hallelujah. At least she knows now what she thought was darkness was not darkness. It was light. She has a settlement in her spirit that she can move to her next level. Because sometimes you do, and you feel very, very, very unappreciated, or you feel nobody comes to say anything. And sometimes you second guess yourself, say, am I doing all that the Lord has asked me to do, or am I messing up? Maybe I need, you question yourself on those things. Hallelujah. Because we want to give God our best. Hallelujah. But she brought light, that light of Christ that made me survive after losing 3,000 cc's of blood, or more than 2/3 of my blood. But what is it? Her healing, her wholeness came. And so she was free now, because realizing that those dark years was actually the years of the years of the light of Jesus Christ. So what am I saying to you? You or every one of us, look in your memory bank. Who is alive that you can remember that was good to you in the time when you didn't have? Who was good to you? Who can you remember in your memory bank? Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit touch your heart. That somebody that made a great impact, they might not even know they made a great impact in your life, like this woman did not know she made a great impact. But let the Holy Spirit touch you, your heart, and bring you into remembrance for you, for somebody that did something great in your life. And what I want you to do is to reach out to that person. Hallelujah. If you can find their number, it's fine. Call them and tell them thank you. Give them appreciation. Hallelujah. What does that do for you? You move from healing to wholeness, the next level. Wholeness physically, spiritually, and mentally. And that's the level of dimension that you want to be, because that's a level of intimacy. When you come to that level, it's intimacy. There's so much that is being released. Amen? So think about it. Who has been so great, instrumental in your life, and you haven't turned around to say thank you and call that person and say thank you? It's never too late. As long as you have breath in your body, it's not too late. Don't go around silent. effect just by saying thank you to that person. Lord, as you listen to you, in the name of Jesus, let us get our Holy Communion ready. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you this morning, oh God, for your goodness. We thank you this morning for your loving kindness, oh God. Oh, Father, we adore you. We worship you. Let your word sink deep into our spirit and be manifested to bring glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Get your Holy Communion together in the name of Jesus. And let us think about that, the greatness of love. Falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us show Christ our love and gratefulness to him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Father, this morning we lift up the Holy Sacrament to you. We ask you to breathe on it, turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for divine activation of your spiritual gifts, divine activation of your blessings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, everything that is being held up in the atmosphere as we take this Holy Communion, O God, come into oneness and fellowship with you, O God. Let it be released in the name of Jesus. Father God, and give us wisdom to receive all that you have for us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us take the communion. Let me do the scripture. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. After the same manner, also he took the cup and he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This ye do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. But as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, care one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Father, we receive the breakthroughs and the benefits in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, empower us, from the Holy Spirit to do all that you've called us to do. Be glorified in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. O God, strengthen us, breathe on us. Father, we lift up our offering to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to breathe on the offering, O God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord love a cheerful giver. Lord, bless them. In the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we release the blessings of Melchizedek upon each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I decree and declare a Sabbath day blessing upon each and every one of us this morning in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Pastor Young, have our sympathy again. Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.